Last year, President Salva Kiir ordered the removal of illegal checkpoints along major highways across the country, including the Juba Bore Road, a major route into the capital. The presidential order was made to improve road access, reduce travel delays, and boost commerce. The move was in keeping with resolutions made during the 8th Governors Forum, which called on the national, state, and local administrators to remove all illegal checkpoints along the national roads and rivers, Sobat, such as the Nile, Sobat, and Nam. Another resolution banned illegal tax collection along roads and waterways to promote trade and reduce the burden on travelers and traders. Central Equatoria State Minister of Local Government and Law Enforcement, Leon Abe Brown, says complaints were coming in from all directions.
The illegal checkpoints, which is causing a lot of taxes in travelers' cars, of course, it gives a contribution of a high rate. Complaints from the business community, as well as our people also, and rising of the prices at the market. Therefore, the government has come with that idea of barring all illegal checkpoints, which is causes to that. Now, in the process, it was an error that the legal checkpoints, which controls local collections, movement of our people within the counties, has gone out. It causes a problem. It is just the government to look into it.
The illegal roadblocks highlighted the low morale among security personnel, with reports of some soldiers abandoning their posts or setting up roadblocks to extort money from travelers after not being paid by the government for several months. An Ethiopian businessman in Central Equatoria State's Terekeka County shared his frustration over the cost of the illegal checkpoints. He didn't want to give his name because of safety concerns.
And it depends. Sometimes you find someone who actually know you, because we have stayed long here, right? So we go to use it to some of them, and sometimes they make it fair, but the average amount you pay on one checkpoint is like 50,000. So where do you expect me to put that money? I have to put it on the price of the goods. That increases.
KG is a businesswoman transporting fish from Terekeka to Juba County. She didn't want to give her full name for safety fears, but says there is a downside to the eliminating checkpoints.
Without checkpoints, vehicles carrying goods are no longer inspected, making it easy to smuggle harmful items into Juba. For me, the removal of checkpoints brings increased crime risks.
Local businessman Gerald, who also didn't want to give his full name, does not see it that way.
The presidential decree has brought up abruptly, and then it closed the checkpoint, and now the local population of our area, they are suffering, both human and their animals. It has also promoted the issue of thefts. Now you find that in a day, more than 20 motorbikes carrying goats and sheep to Juba, with no stop, none is stopping. Even in
South Sudan's People's Defense Forces spokesperson, Major General Lul Rai, acknowledged that there are security concerns, but reassured citizens the illegal roadblocks will be eliminated.
We have a standby force that has been given sole responsibility of dismantling again any roadblocks that had been re-erected illegally. So that the stand force will be doing regular patrols on all the highways and interstate roads as well as feeder roads.
Rice says the primary mandate of security forces is to enhance security for travelers and to prevent the smuggling of illicit goods, not to collect taxes.
But sometimes they end up collecting money on their own without being told. So in short, the previous cases of soldiers collecting money was illegal. It was not part of their mandate. And that's why it is being reinforced that they should cease from collecting taxes. We have institutions that are authorized to collect taxes, and those institutions are not.
He acknowledged that some soldiers had engaged in illegal tax collection in the past and said that is being addressed. Edward Kwaje is a community leader in the Kuda neighborhood in Juba.
The presidential degree has brought up abruptly, and then it closed the checkpoint, and now the local population of our area, they are suffering, both human and their animals. It has also promoted the issue of thefts. Now you find that in a day, more than 20 motorbikes carrying goats and sheep to Juba with no stop, none is stopping. Even if the traffic police are trying to stop them.
In Juba says there have been unintended consequences from removing the checkpoints. The government faces the challenge of balancing economic relief with maintaining security and order on South Sudan's roads. Authorities are now reviewing the system, aiming to address both the financial budget and the security concerns raised by citizens. For VOA News, I am Sheila Poni.